The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Cam Lund. Cam, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, man. And I think, like everybody else, ready for a brand new season of hockey, ready to see what happens next. I want to start off just by asking you, you know, last year when you get that opportunity, was there ever a moment where you're thinking to yourself, holy Lord, I'm in the NHL. This dream is actually a reality for the time being. Did that ever cross your mind in the midst of it? Or was it after the season where you're like, hey, I just played some games at the NHL level? Like, was there ever that kind of recognition of how huge a step that was for you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it all happened so fast with leaving college and going right there. So I think kind of as it went on, it kind of hit me more and more. And then after the season and getting home, it was kind of like, wow, like I just played in the NHL for a month now. And it was a really awesome and cool experience. I had a ton of fun.
Yeah. And I guess what was the biggest, maybe not surprise, but what was the biggest difference between the college game and the NHL? Was it the speed? Was it the power? What kind of was the steepest part of your learning curve?
Yeah, I think there was many things. I mean, the players are obviously better. They're there for a reason, the speed and everything. But I think also the travel is a lot different, getting used to that. In college, you're only playing on the weekend. So when you got games back-to-back during a weekday, then you're on a plane that night going somewhere else, it's definitely different. It takes a little bit of a toll and getting used to. But I think I adjusted as it went along.
How much did you learn about your own game and kind of have that reality of, okay, here's what I need to work on. I just went against guys, you know, that are career NHL guys. Here's what I now know about my game that I didn't before.
Yeah, I think it was awesome. I mean, getting to play against some of those top players and really watching them when you're out there. I mean, you don't really, not when you're like on the ice with them, but like you get to see everything happen. And I think it's huge going into like this summer for me. It was like, I got to take away from some of the things that I thought I needed to work on, and now I can apply it to myself during the summer and going into this year.
Was that kind of sobering in the sense that, like, you've always been along your career arc one of the best players, and then you come into the NHL and you're like, well, now I got to start working my way back up again. I'm not at the top of the mountain.
I mean, it's something that I always like to keep working on getting better. So I feel like, I mean, it's just things I can learn from, and obviously every summer you want to keep getting better and then you want to be prepared for the year. So I think that's just, it's huge in the off season and just like seeing where your game was at and then just improving every single day.
What did your friends say? Were they all pretty stoked for you that you got that opportunity?
Yeah, they were all super happy. And obviously like having them by my side just for the whole ride and everything is great. My buddies from school and everything were watching. So no, it was great.
Or now they all coming at you for the insider info on what's really going down in the league. And you're like, guys, I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit. I just tell them I know just as much as you guys most of the time.
That's funny, man. I know that I was talking to Mario Ferraro about that because he's from the Toronto area. So all his guys will ask him like, oh, you know, is that rumor about the Maple Leafs true? And he's like, guys, I don't know. He's like, they're not talking to us about that. He's like, yeah, we're worried about figuring out the penalty kill. So I guess, you know, during the summertime, how much time did you take off the ice before you got back on your skates and started getting back in the weight room and stuff? Was it a while, or did you feel pretty good to where you didn't have to take too much time off? Where were you?
Yeah, I'd say after the season, I probably took a little over a month off of everything, just kind of resting, getting my body back together. I took some time to see visit school again, see all my friends before everyone left. So that was good to see everyone. But yeah, probably a little over a month. And then I got back into skating a couple times a week and working out normally for like the four times that I do a week. So, and then slowly just skating more every day. So no, it's been great.
what is sore on you when you haven't skated for a while? Is it groin? Is it feet? Is it quads? I forget who I was just talking to the other day. Maybe it was Toffoli. He said it was his hip flexors. That's where he always gets tight, and his feet.
Yeah, I think the big one's hip flexors for hockey players. I think that was the biggest one where you kind of just need to give a rest for a little bit, let them feel a little bit better. But no, my body didn't feel too bad, which was good, and my body's felt great this whole summer.
I'm trying to remember if you took any huge hits during your games. Did you take anything that would just kind of was like a wake-up call of like, okay, yeah, I'm in the NHL?
No, I don't remember getting blown up or anything, but it is like definitely going against some bigger players when you're going into the corner with them and they're pinning you up against the wall. But not that I can remember.
That's good. I'm sure there's one coming for you, but we'll push that down the line. You know, with the Sharks organization right now, everybody talked about how fun the team was last year, even though there weren't a lot of wins, which I know as a player, you're like, guys, we want to win. It's, you know, we'd like to have fun and win. But I have to also imagine there's probably a part of it when you're playing with other young dudes like Colin Graf, like Will, with Mac. You know, that's part of the fun. They're like, hey, like there's a lot of young guys who have a lot of ability here, and all of us are fighting to become the best players we are. But there is such that tilt towards the younger guys.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, coming in for like when I came in, I think it was easier to kind of transition in knowing I have some younger guys on the team, which was nice. I knew Mac, Will, and Colin from playing with them or growing up with in the same area as Colin and Will. But no, it definitely helps when you have some younger guys around and make you feel a little bit more comfortable. Almost kind of like a college atmosphere in a sense. Yeah. But no, I think it's great, and obviously it's part of the process of everyone. Everyone's young and growing everything. So no, it's exciting.
Yeah, how much fun is that, the fact that you did know Colin Graf and Will Smith previously and had seen them play and played against them and such, to where you're now watching the three of you guys, you know, have that opportunity at the end of last year?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, like I said, making me feel a little bit more comfortable and having like some familiar faces around the rink and stuff. But no, it's exciting, like being on the ice with them. They're both very good players, so it's something to look forward to.
And you knew Colin then before he jumped up like 6-7 inches, because that was the whole knock on him, why he didn't get, you know, drafted in his first draft year, was that, you know, oh, he's not the biggest guy in the world. And then he grew like 6 inches. I swear the guy was taller last year even than he was the year before.
Yeah, he was, because I played junior Bruins with him and he wasn't that tall. And then next thing you know, he just shot up. So it's funny.
It is, man. And the thing about Graffer, and maybe you can talk about this, is like he's one of those guys who I felt, you know, he got a little bit of a taste at the end of last year, similar situation to you. And then it seemed like this year he took those lessons and was able to apply them. He was much stronger along the boards, fighting with guys, you know, puck battles. It seemed like he was just that much more comfortable. Do you feel like when you go towards, you know, the next steps of your career, that just getting these games out of the way and having that taste of the NHL will allow you just to be more comfortable with your game as a whole?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously getting a taste of it's huge, and developing it in development and everything, and just kind of seeing where you're at. So like I said, just taking what I've learned from those games that I played in, and then just applying it to my off-season workouts and everything and training.
I guess the other part of this is, you know, you get away from being a student athlete to where you can now, and I don't mean to sound like I'm oversimplifying you, but you can live that eat, sleep, train lifestyle that professional athletes get to do. Is that aspect of it kind of intriguing to you, where you're like, I can cut off the fat everywhere else and focus on this now full time?
Yeah, it's definitely nice not having to like worry about school, getting to classes and all that kind of stuff. And kind of just like focus on just hockey and like whatever else you need. But no, it's going to be nice going into this year, not having to worry about that stuff.
So other than, you know, taking a month off initially and being able to see some friends and going back to school, you know, what else have you been up to this summer? You going out with the boys golfing, you barbecuing? What have you been doing when you're not, you know, focusing on the whole athlete side of things?
Yeah, me and my brother, we like to golf a lot. So
who's better?
Hit or miss. I like to say me, obviously he says himself, but no, we have some good matches. Me and him usually play like all a few times a week. So we've had some good matches this summer. And then my family and I, like, we all like to go down to the Cape
Nice.
And spend the weekends down there sometimes. So it's been good this summer, spending some time with him. My brother just left to go to Alberni this year, play in the BCHL. So he just left. But no, I've had a good summer with my brother and my mom, dad, and everything, my friends as well.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And I guess now, as you look ahead to this upcoming season, what are your goals?
Yeah, I'd say my goals are obviously just taking the stuff I've learned from the games I played and kind of applying that. I've worked on like my speed, shot, and everything like that, just getting bigger. So, I'm just looking forward to having a good year.
It's funny you talk about, you know, working on these things, and it's not a mixed message, but it's interesting. I feel like every young player is told, we need you to be bigger. We also need you to be faster. And like, it's like, well, all right. Like, I can, you know, that's kind of two different messages, but that is the modern NHL, right? It's like, there's such an emphasis on the speed, but they're like, guys, we need you to be as strong and as powerful as possible.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I feel like that's the message. Obviously, everyone wants to get bigger and stronger every summer. But I mean, it goes a long way. I mean, everyone in the league getting bigger and stronger every summer. So, the better you can get, I mean, the better you're gonna play and everything. So,
was there one thing when you got out there to where you were saying, "All right, you know, like maybe my upper body isn't as strong as I thought it was when you're going there to push against guys, or like maybe I couldn't hold my ground as well as I thought I had," to where you sense like, that's what I got to work on this summer? Or was it just everything?
I'd say a little bit of everything. I think the big thing with me was trying to put on some more weight, just so when I get the puck down low, protecting it better and stuff like that. And then obviously just working on my speed. But yeah, I think the big thing for me was kind of just putting on some more weight and muscle.
So I assume growing up, you were a Bruins fan?
Yeah, we went to a lot of Bruins games growing up. And obviously, I was in Boston the whole time I was in college, so I went to a couple then. But yeah, no, we were a big Bruins family growing up.
Who was your number one guy?
I would say it was probably Bergeron.
Yeah.
Bergeron was my favorite on the Bruins.
Yeah, dude. Patrice Bergeron was a savage player, and what a 19-year career in the NHL. And like, it's crazy that he's been, you know, retired for a couple of years, because I felt like if there was ever a game, it was like at some point that guy was going to do something and disrupt the entirety of the game. And it was there. I mean, were there other guys where you looked at and you said, like, I'd like to incorporate that in my game? Because I know that from the outside perspective, it's like, well, yeah, if everyone could be as fast as Connor McDavid, I'm sure you'd like to incorporate that into your game. But are there just little things that you saw in players to where you thought, maybe I can do my own version of that? Maybe I can try and, you know, maybe my spin move is something I can try and incorporate, or maybe I can try and do a face-off like they do, or lose their reaction time. Is there, or were there little things that you looked at from players and said, I'd like to try that?
Yeah, I think just like kind of where players get pucks in certain positions, because I mean, everyone like getting it like in certain positions in the O zone, and like they're either like cutting back and or doing something like that. But like, I think kind of just like really seeing where like other players are getting pucks in different positions on the ice and making plays, and then you can kind of try to incorporate that into your game. I think that's kind of helpful, and that's kind of what I've been looking at.
Yeah, no, I would imagine, man. And that's part of the fun learning process. The other part of it now is like, when you go on Instagram or TikTok, you know, I imagine you probably get a lot of hockey that's coming up in your feed, but have you had that experience where like you get a clip from a podcast where they're talking about you, or like they're talking about your teammates, and you're like, oh, right, like I'm in that conversation now?
I mean, I haven't really came across too much of like hearing about that. But no, I definitely see like a lot of hockey and stuff like on my feed. Yeah. But not too much myself.
No, but I mean, like that at some point, I mean, that's going to come, because just you're in that part of the discussion. And it's weird. Like 10 years ago, you know, we were more at like the infancy of Instagram and Twitter, and TikTok wasn't even around, and like social media was there. But I mean, now, like the amount, and I'm sure you can probably speak to this, like I always see young kids coming up, you know, they would pull the Michigan, you know, now, and that's a skill everybody can do. Whereas 10 years ago, people would lose their minds. Like, I'm sure you were, you know, 14 years old looking at some trick shot on IG and be like, yeah, I could try that.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Like seeing it, like, I don't know, like when you're kind of like a kid or whatever, growing up and now with the Instagram and TikTok and everything, now like you see a bunch of hockey clips, but like, I remember like, oh, you see a move and next thing you know, you're outside trying to do the move and practice it. So it's just funny.
Do you ever see people give bad advice? Like they'll try and say like, oh, this is how you should be working on your shot. And you're like, no, that's not true.
Yeah, sometimes coming across those videos are funny, just kind of like I feel like some of the like the message you're kind of sending is wrong, but no, it's good.
That's funny, man. Well, I will let you go. I appreciate you making time for me, man. Very excited for the future, and it's been great speaking with you today. I hope I can bug you soon, all right?
Yep, no, great. Thank you for having me.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.